Oh, what's up, what's up, what's up, my good people of Jamaica? Oh no, wrong place, wrong people. What's up, my friends? This is your boy Boogie, and this is Dot Connector Podcast. And tonight, your boy Boogie is solo and hasn't a clue as to what he wanted to talk about, anything past the first 5 minutes. I had a thought, a theory, an idea in my head that I was just getting haunted by, and I had to bring it up. And now that I've gotten all set up, I can't remember for the freaking life of me what the hell it was. Man, I am cursed with just, I'm beautiful, smart, I am not. You know what? And that's all right. I wouldn't trade it for the world. If I had to do it all over again and I had to pick beautiful or smart, I'm going beautiful all day, baby. Beautiful people get what they want. That's hands down, you know that shit is true. You know, it wasn't until I started getting fat and getting gray hairs did I stop getting hired on the spot. I swear to God, I don't think there's been many jobs that I've ever gone on an interview for that, one, I've even been qualified for, two, that I've ever been turned down from. Seriously, they have usually just hired me on the spot, and that's that. And it's always been like a really beautiful feeling to know that you're like, hey, man, I'm still young and good looking, man. People want me to work here, you know? Because let's be honest here. People, 90% of what they are really judging you on during that face-to-face interview is your looks. That's it, man. They don't give a shit about anything else. They just want to make sure that you're not retarded, that you don't have teeth growing out of your fucking nose, and that they can get along with you face to face. That's it. Hands down, that's what they're really interviewing. And it hasn't been until like the past 5 years that I have really been struggling trying to get that fucking job. And I think it's just been a dead giveaway and a very huge mark on my permanent record. Like, hey, dude, you ain't young and you ain't good looking anymore, man. You better get your fat ass back in the gym. And it's time to start getting some of that Just for Men shit and start dying those fucking grays, dickhead. Because this is how I talk to myself. I mean, I don't know why. I'm really hard on myself. And I swear a lot I call myself dickhead, asshole, whatever. Whatever it takes to really punish myself. You know what I'm saying? And if that doesn't work verbally, I go physical. I'll put cigarettes out of my penis. I'll slam my penis in drawers. Whatever. Whatever it takes. Just to, crucifixion. You know what I'm saying? I've had to nail myself up on some things just to get my point across. But the minute that point got across, man, I left myself up there. Yo, guys, I am pre-recording for Friday night because tomorrow night. Hold on. What is today's date? Oh, no, it's not until next week. Forget it. All right, so I'm pre-recording for tomorrow, whatever. So I scheduled the very first show of the year for Dot Connector Podcast to come back. And, of course, I chose the 1st January, Friday the 13th, 2023, at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's where you can guarantee you'll find Dot Connector Podcast and your boy Boogie, your boy Keenan, your baby back, and your little man London. Now, we have got a slew of co-hosts that are going to be joining us all throughout the month, because I'm going to send them through boot camp. I want to know who we can add to the roster. Who's going to be part of the new fam? I mean, because, dude, this is season 4, bitch. You know what that means? Absolutely nothing. Just a lot of good jokes, a lot of good back and forth. Guys, we're getting out of the strangeness. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just tired of it, man. You guys saw what it did to me, all right? I had myself a nice little nervous breakdown. I think a man is capable of doing that, and he is entitled to do it. I mean, if you hit it as hard as I hit it, motherfucker, I can have myself a little nervous breakdown if I want to. Now, don't get this shit confused. Just because I haven't talked about it doesn't mean I'm over it. I still think the fucking world's gonna get fucked up. Something bad is going to happen. I still truly believe that. I do not believe that I cooked all this shit up in my head. Sorry, I just don't believe it. Nor does the psychiatrist I am now seeing, because I'm a man of my word, and I actually did go to a doctor, start talking to him, because honestly, I wanted to know what the hell just happened, Doc. How does a man cook up that amount of shit under that amount of detail all by himself. Dude, I was bringing things up from coded messages that I had never even heard of. All right? Like, I know the Bible well, but I did not know who Elijah was. So when my neighbor, Olga, started calling me Elijah in a lot of these messages, I didn't know who the hell Elijah was and why he was so important. I had no idea. I don't read the New Testament. I don't like it. I'm not a Jesus guy. I'm just not. I'm sorry. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist. So when you are looking at the Bible with this, what's the word? Not speculation. With skepticism. I can't help it, but I look at the New Testament like it is a later edition, because that's what it appears to be. I mean, here is this tiny little book compared to the Old Testament, right? So we've got the dad from, you know, World War II, Korean War sort of conflict, right? And then we've got his young hippie son, Jesus, right? Just came back from college, figured, you know what, Dad? I don't want to go to college yet. I think I just want to travel the world and find myself, Dad. That's what I get from Jesus, right? So picks up the hacky sack, got himself a pair of nice Birkenstock sandals. He's the kind of guy that wears Birkenstock sports sandals with fucking socks, dude. Oh, I hate those fucking people. And maybe even some sunglasses with a neck strap, which I gotta be honest, I want to neck punch some people when I see them doing that shit. Oh, good golly. So, Jesus, if I ever meet you, I would protect the neck, my friend. Protect it well. I'm doing that out of pure love for neck punches. Anyway, my point being is, I feel like if there was going to be a big part of the Bible that was fixed and written to dupe us, it would be the New Testament. Now, I'm not saying it would be Jesus. It's Jesus. I'm just saying that it would be the New Testament because it is a later edition, or at least that's the way it feels. Another thing about it is, all right, now check this out. The Ten Commandments come out, right? And the old man is really excited about them. Now, after the crucifixion, what was the first thing? I'm sorry, was it after the crucifixion? I'm sorry, I haven't slept yet, so I'm going to forget some things. You're going to have to help me walk through this. I can't remember when he did it, but Jesus changed the Ten Commandments to three commandments, all right? And it was, and the most important one on there was the first one: thou shalt not put any other God before me. So what does he do? What does he do? He puts himself before God, all right? He basically has got everyone praying and doing the one thing he's asked not to do. So he starts telling everyone, in order to get to the Father, you must go through me. Meaning, I am the new idol that stands before my Father. Meaning, you must pray to me before you can pray to my Father, right? So, that right there has always made me feel kind of like, ooh. You know, even as a kid, I asked my mom, like, all right, Mom, am I reading this correctly? Like, didn't God say to everyone not to put anyone before him? Right. Well, then why is Jesus making everyone pray to him and making them approach him before they can get to the Father? And no one could ever answer that question for me. Right. They're like, no, they're the same person. No, they're not. They're not the same person. He is the Son of God. Like it says a million times in that book. All right. Doesn't matter what language it's in. It means the Son of God. All right. And there's a lot of people that don't even believe that. And I'm one of them. All right. Yeah, go ahead. Throw rocks at me. I don't care. Another thing is that, what was it? We'll come to it when I think of it, whatever. Like I said, I'm not really prepared for this part of the show. I was really just like, you know what? I want to record what I want to talk about. Let me jump on this really quick. I'm going to jump back and forth on a few topics here. But the topic that I really set up for tonight that I really wanted to do is about the equatorial plane. And what's happening is, first off, let me just start with this. Jupiter leaving the retrograde orbit. Now, if you guys don't know what the retrograde orbit is, it is literally where Jupiter stops in its tracks and starts going the other direction. So, for 10 months out of the year, Jupiter goes one way. He goes from east to west, I'm sorry, let's say northeast to southwest, just like every other planet in the equatorial plane. But on month number 10, old Jupiter just stops in his track and starts going the other way. Meanwhile, for some odd reason, all of the other planets are going north now. Now, I swear to God, guys, I believe that we've already had a pole shift. That's what I feel. Now, I don't understand. I've never seen anything like this before, but it seems like at least our little private observatory here in LA, right over top of my house, we have got all of our planets going north, all right? And then there's Jupiter that's coming back east. And so it's coming like sort of northeast, all right? But what the is going on? I mean, seriously, I'll have to show you guys a time lapse of it. You'll see what I mean. But it's mind blowing, dude. Now, how did Jupiter leaving its retrograde orbit slip by every single solitary flat earther out there? Like everybody that's been trying to prove that the Earth doesn't move and been trying to prove all of these other things could be proving it through Jupiter in its retrograde orbit. I mean, come on, really, dude. Guys, the fucking planet stops in its tracks and goes the other way. That, my friends, is proof, the hardest core proof you can get that the Earth doesn't move. Because there is no way in hell Earth could do any sort of trajectory or any sort of movement or rotation that is going to validate that movement and that, you know, that path, that star trail, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Like when you take a photo of Jupiter leaving its retrograde orbit or just going in the opposite direction, God damn, I really wish I would have been out there with the camera when it left its retrograde orbit. I would love to get a shot when it actually happens, because in my personal opinion, it is not a single planet. There's more than one planet, there's more than one Jupiter, and it doesn't leave its retrograde orbit. It just keeps going the same way it's always gone. But meanwhile, its twin brother shoots out of whatever the storehouse or whatever you want to call it, and that's the one that's going the opposite direction. Meanwhile, the original Jupiter just takes a break. You know what I'm saying? Just laps it out, parks in his garage, and snores it up, baby. Why not? I mean, seriously, why not? I don't see why that can't be possible. Now, I've always been a firm believer that if there was a pole shift, that it wasn't going to be as drastic and as deadly as everyone all thought it was going to be. It was just going to be something like, hey, just like the retrograde orbit of Jupiter, voila, there you have it. The fucking thing just flipped. And guys, I don't think you understand. We have got four magnetic northern poles at this point. Four. And that's not even an exaggeration. I really thought it would. And so if you go to certain parts, even in Pennsylvania, you can actually pick up two of them, two out of the four. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and validate that there is actually four. I mean, that is just the word on the street. That is what they are reporting in mainstream science. But I can validate there's at least two markers that you can, you know, adjust your compass to. That one I can validate. Now, four, I can't validate it, but, you know, whatever. If I could take a trip up north, I would definitely take advantage of that. And if I needed an excuse, I guess that would be it. Now, I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but the word on the street now, the mainstream narrative about the North Pole is that there are four magnetic norths. So, in case you don't believe me, look it up yourself. Four magnetic northern poles. Now, I don't know why that's important, but as most things that happen in the astral plane and the astral world, all it does is confuse you and fuck things up. I mean, dude, it's hard to prove things here in the astral plane, but all you have to do is learn astronomy. That's all you have to do. If you learn astronomy and you learn photography, you can blow circles around these assholes. I mean, honestly, you can prove that the Earth doesn't move just from long exposure photography knowledge. That's all you have to do. If you just know about long exposure photography, you can prove that the Earth doesn't move based on those assholes' time-lapse photography that they have been showing off from the International Space Station over the past, whatever that was, a year. Those are amazing shots. They really are. But I'm also 100% certain that those shots are just Photoshop, CGI, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But they are still amazing nonetheless. So I don't really care. It's, you know, again, it's one of those things where it... I'll mark that one up with entertaining. You know what I'm saying? As long as something is entertaining, I really don't give a shit if it's real or fake. Honestly, I just block that part out of my head. As long as it's not being told to you in a malicious manner, someone's not trying to get over on you, they're not trying to get money from you, they're not trying to steal, fuck you over on purpose for any one particular reason. As long as they're not doing any of that stuff, I really don't care if it's, you know, true or false, as long as it's entertaining. And I think that is sort of a mindset. If I can pass things on to people, that would be a mindset that I hope I can pass on to people. And I'm not saying that because a lot of my shit is fake, although there's a million people that think it is. No, the only reason why a lot of people think that a lot of the things I show are fake is because they have zero knowledge about telescopes. They have zero knowledge about photography. They have zero knowledge about anything, man. Jesus, you know, it surprises me. There's a lot of people on here that have never looked through a fucking telescope, but yet they have got so much input when it comes to the heavens. All right, so listen, if you've never looked through a telescope, shut the fuck up, please. Just do yourself a favor. You don't know what the hell you're talking about, all right? I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it in a horrible way. Shut the fuck up. No one wants to hear your shit, okay? Like, seriously. Here's another one. If you don't have a good camera with a good lens, shut the fuck up, all right? You have no business talking about shit that has to do in the sky or anything farther away from you than you can fucking see out of your eyeballs. Seriously, stop. Because all you're doing without knowing it is spreading false information. Seriously. And you're not helping anybody. When you have no idea how shit works through a telescope, if you've never seen through one, if you don't know how to operate one, if you don't know anything about focal distances, depths of field, if you don't know anything about eyepieces and, you know, increasing magnification, shut up. You're driving me nuts, dude. And you make things very difficult for other people. And that one thing is called learning, okay? Because if you don't have experience in these things, you should probably shut up and learn the shit. You know what I'm saying? Dude, it blows my mind every time when I bust out a POV shot of our telescope. The look that you get from those people who have never actually looked through one, and it is like a child in a candy store, you know what I'm saying? It's magical, it's beautiful, it really is. And it is a connecting point that I have provided, that Beck has provided. And I really like that feeling, honestly. And I'm not doing it to be like, yeah, I'm the shit, man. Yeah, I do that at home. I get myself in boxers. I put my robe on. That's it, baby. I get my fucking iron scepter out. No, really, though, it's like if you can provide that beautiful connection for people who were not able to, you know, afford it, or just never pulled the trigger on the whole thing, or just wasn't interested enough in order to make the financial, you know, commitment. I totally understand. I really do. It's an expensive hobby, man. Seriously, my first telescope, which is right behind me. I'll try to include a photo, but no, I'm sorry. This is my first prosumer telescope. I've had smaller ones, but this is the first one that was ever serious. And by serious, I mean fucking expensive. And I don't mean the telescope was expensive, but it's all the shit that you have to get with it. All of the eyepieces, all of the filters, all of the gels, and I'm not going through all this. You understand. It gets really expensive. And this one didn't even have a motor on it. So there's this thing you can get for it called a train and track motor. You know, you can use it for whatever, alignments. You can use it for just so you don't have to touch the damn thing and mess up any of the shots, right? So a lot of people, what they do is they just hook their cameras up to these things. And once your camera's hooked up to it, you do not want to touch it, honestly. That's why I am 100% positive that things like the Hubble Space Telescope and the James Webb Telescope are not moving at 17,500 miles an hour and taking perfect shots into the void. No way, dude. The number one rule about astrophotography: don't move the fucking camera. It cannot move or the shot is ruined. So how the fuck can you fly at 17,500 miles an hour and get crystal clarity images, especially on long open aperture settings? Like, no way, dude. No way. I don't care how long you've been doing astrophotography. I don't care who you think you are. You cannot do those two things together. You can't do it. Ask any astrophotographer, they'll say the same goddamn thing, because they know you can't. It's just impossible. I don't care how steady you think your hands are. I don't care how steady you think you are as a person. You will learn really quick how steady you are not when you start doing astrophotography and you realize, holy shit, man, I can't touch this damn camera without it coming up as a blurry shot. You are 100% correct, my friend. It is impossible. You cannot touch the camera. You can't touch it, or you get a blurry image. And then you have to sit there for another 20 minutes while the aperture opens up and the iris takes the shot once again. And then if you decide you want to touch it again and try it all over, well, guess what? You get to start all over. Because I will repeat myself a million times, you cannot touch the camera. The camera cannot move. The telescope can't move. The two are attached. But here's a good trick for you guys. Anyone that's into photography but doesn't have the money for lenses, do this. I wish I would have known this trick. Buy cheap telescopes. That's all you got to do. Then knock the legs off of them. Just mount them onto it. What is that called? A T-ring. A T-ring is what you use in order to attach your camera to a telescope, right? So get yourself like 1,000 millimeter, 2,000, 3,000, something like that. And I can't remember the type of telescope those are. Those aren't the Dobsonian. Shit. Oh, it's going to slip my mind. I'll have to look it up. Anyway. Refractor. What am I thinking? Refractor telescope. Refractor? Why does that sound bad? Defractor. No. Ah, whatever. Anyway. The diffractor telescope, right? I know I'm murdering that word right now. God, I'm so tired. Anyway, get one of those telescopes. Get rid of the eyepiece on it. Get rid of any piece that's not attached to it, right? Seal it all up. Put it onto a T-ring, put it onto your camera, and voila, you have now got yourself, whatever, a 3,000 millimeter lens, right? And it is a beautiful piece of glass. I mean, you'll know, and I know, that if you were to go out and try to buy yourself a 3,000 millimeter lens, whether it be, whatever, Nikon, Canon, you name it, you are looking easily at probably $10,000 to maybe even $15,000. If it is a name brand one, you are looking at serious cash. And the quality, yeah, it's going to be nice. But honestly, I bet you there's some generics out there that do just as good. Because when you're rocking with those kind of numbers, those kind of really long millimeter lenses, no way is someone going to be able to provide you with crystal clarity and perfection. No way. I don't care what the name brand is. Anyway, point being is, though, you can pick up like a 1,000 to 3,000 millimeter telescope for, shit, what, $100, something like that. I don't know why it differs in price so greatly, okay? Like, if you're dealing in telescopes, you're dealing in like $100 to $200 if you're doing like 3,000 millimeter. But if you're dealing in lenses, camera lenses, you're looking at fucking Jesus, like $1 a millimeter, you know what I'm saying? Or something crazy like that. Anyway, no, I'm sorry, like $3 a millimeter, maybe $4 or $5, shit. Anyway, oh my good people, you know what? That is as good a time as any to end it right here. You know what? I was probably headed off on a tangent because honestly, I recorded that at this morning. And I actually had to listen to it again just to find out what the hell was I even talking about. And you know what? I still couldn't tell you. But I had a good time, and I hope you did too. We spent a little quality time together today, and we're going to keep doing these until we start this fourth season. All right. Now, in the fourth season, I want everyone to know that we are going to be doing some tryouts. Now, it's no pressure, because I think you'd have to be a pretty dumb ox to not be asked to come back and hang out with us. But we are going to be having some co-hosts that are going to be hanging out each, a few days each person. Some of the people you already know, most of the people you do not. We're going to have some hotties. We're going to have some toddies. We are going to have some Lolitas. No, we're not going to have any of that. They're going to be fat. They're going to be ugly. They're going to be disgusting. And we are going to rub butter on them. Oh, it's going to be a good show. Well, I have a plan. There is method to this madness. Slowly but surely. Actually, I'd like to think it happens pretty fast. I would like to think that I am making this show better and better, with leaps and bounds, quicker than the average bear. But, well, whatever, I'm not going to go there. That would have been a corny joke. I think you know where I was headed. Or did you? I was going to talk about fucking the bear. Is that what you thought? Oh, I bet. Now, we are going to have our first show. All right, we're going live again. What is it? Friday the 13th. That's January 2023. Welcome to the new year, my friends. It is 2023, and we are going to do some amazingness. All right. Like I said, we're going to lay off of the Earth strangeness. We are going to try and move away from those sort of holographic universe, simulated reality, spaceship Earth, and we're not doing it anymore. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to show strangeness. Man, I'm addicted to this stuff, but enough of the teaching, enough of the lecturing, enough of that bullshit. I'm not doing that anymore. Just not going to do it. I don't want to be a part of that, and I don't want to have to make you sit through shit that, honestly, I don't know. I really don't know, you know, and I think I was getting lost a little bit. I think I was forgetting that I do not fucking know that all of this is just theoretical. All of it is just guessing. It's a guess game. You know what I mean? And yes, I was feeling like, yeah, man, I was getting a little too cocky. Let's put it like that. You know what? And I think my britches were getting a little too big for even me. And I think I need to steam it down a little bit, open them britches up and let all that hot air out. Because there's a lot of smoke releasing from this ass. No, really, I'm just going to take a back seat, man. I want to have fun. You know what I mean? I want to have fun. I want to enjoy, you know, if we only have a few more years left on this earth, fuck it, man. Let's end it with some smiles. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to end in dark. I don't want to end in bad light. I do not want negativity around me anymore. I really don't. I can't take it. As you guys saw, man, I had a pretty close encounter, you know, at the end of this past season. And I don't want that anymore. I really don't. I don't want the negativity. I don't want the bad energy. And I do not want to tangle with things I am not familiar with. I don't want to do it anymore. And if you don't like it, well, you're entitled to that. I really don't blame you for not liking it. I really don't. But I just, you know, I want to be humble at all times. I want people to understand that I'm not the guy that sometimes I may sound like or portray. You know, I have a tough guy voice, but that doesn't mean I'm a tough guy. All right. I cry. I really do. You guys saw that proof. I mean, I'm a crybaby. I really am. I'm a tender man with a big heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm a married dude. I've been with the same woman for too damn long. 20 years, man. So you know that I am a true lover, baby. And the woman that got me, okay, she means a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? And I want her back on the show. I really do. I want my wife back on the show because it just doesn't feel the same without her, honestly. And in order to do that, I need to clean up this fucking show. You know what I mean? I need to make it a show that she's not going to be embarrassed to be on. I mean, guys, you guys got to remember, she is a nurse. She's the boss too at that damn job. So she has to be on a show that she's not going to get fired for fucking being seen on. You know what I'm saying? So if I want my wife back sitting beside me talking shit and having fun on Friday and Saturday nights, well, I have got to clean up my act. No, she didn't say that though, but her actions have. I mean, obviously you guys haven't seen her around very much. Now, we don't talk about that stuff because we don't need to. I've been with her 20 years. If she's avoiding the show, it's because she don't like the fucking show. She's not someone that likes to argue, though. She's very non-confrontational. So I know when she is choosing to go and play with her phone versus be on the podcast, well, damn, fuck you then. I guess I gotta clean up my shit. No, that really is my goal, though. I want to get, I want me, Keenan, I want my wife. I'm going to try my best to get Akion because we really mix with Akion well, man. I think that the whole crew, even Chef, Akion, Keenan, but I want to get a full-time female on here other than my wife. I want it to be even out. You know, if we could get two girls and, you know, and four guys, I think that would be a really, really dope mix. You know, obviously I would love to have whatever, two girls, two guys. But you know, we're not that lucky, you know, and I'm the kind of guy that I love more voices, the more input, the more character, the better, you know? So I don't care if I've got a panel of 5,000 people up here, the more, the better, the more, the merrier. So I would like to continue extending that olive branch out to anyone. And I mean, anyone who wants to come up, man. Come on, hang out with us, dude. It is a very fun time. It's not a stressful time. It is not a stressful show. That's not the way we roll. But listen, I want to get my message out there, man. I want to do this for a living, okay? Which means I would like to get a paycheck for the work that I do. But in order to do that, I've got to get more subscribers. I got to get more viewers. I got to get more of everything. You know what I'm saying? So we are doing a really cool thing. We are getting sponsors, you know, and people are very interested in the show. They're very interested in advertising their products and their services on the show. And I would like to offer that to them. But I can't offer that on a show that talks about the big P word, you know, or that, you know, talks about really dark shit, man. I can't do it. It's just not the way it works. Plus, you know, there are times where I work for clients and those clients, you know, I've got a big mouth, man. What I do is my podcast. So it happens every time my mouth slips. I talk about the podcast and they want to know what the name is. And then they find me and then they're like, whoa, that's a very interesting podcast you got there. Yeah. And that's a very interesting judgmental look. I'm about to slap off your fucking face too, asshole. Yes. So, you know, there's many times though, we have a nice string of shows that are normal. You know, we're hitting that nail on the head, but there are times when Boogie needs to go to bed and he's been up for too long and he thinks that he sees things that are not really fucking there. And Boogie's eyes get really bad when he's tired, man. And unfortunately, Boogie does not understand that part. He is just a boy in a big man's world and he is still learning. And so, you know, as I grow and as I learn and as I evolve with this show, you guys are evolving with me and you are watching it all happen real time, man. I'm a real dude and I am opening up my life for all of you so that you guys can hang out, so that you can witness it, so that you can laugh at it, so that we can have fun together. You know what I mean? So don't think that I'm not aware of how stupid I am sometimes. Please don't think that. I am well aware. I just don't give a fuck. You know, okay? I want you guys to know that judgment doesn't bother me. All right? I don't worry about that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I know how people are. I know that, you know, there's a lot of feminine dudes out there that all they want to do is talk shit to other men. You know what I mean? It's like, if you want your life to be like that, then you go ahead. I will put a target on my back because I know when it comes down to it, I'll knock you the fuck out, bro. I'm a bad motherfucker. No, I'm humble with a vicious right hook. Guys, whatever, man. You know I'm going to talk shit. I'm always going to talk shit. We're always going to have fun. But when it comes down to it, man, I am a man with a big heart and I care about my show and I care about the people who watch it. And I care about putting out a damn good product. Why? Because entertainment is my life, baby. I like to entertain. And you are the people that I entertain. You know, and if that's through education, that's great. But I don't want that right now. I just want to take the back seat to education and let's just have some fun. Let's watch some videos because that's really what this is all about, man. This is a visual medium. It's a visual platform. So let's watch some stuff. Let's get into some news. Let's get into some more mainstream strangeness. Let's do it like that. Let's rope it back in. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to rope it back in. The show is never going to change. It's always going to be about the strangeness, but it's going to be about the strangeness that other people can actually relate with. All right. And it'd be nice if the co-host could actually, talk about things that they're actually familiar with. And it's unfortunate that, I have a very specific set of skills. And when I find you, I will kill you. No, I do have a specific set of skills, and those set of skills have to do with astronomy, astrophotography, and I know a lot about telescoping, baby, you know what I'm saying? And I gets down. Well, the problem is that those specific set of skills are only acquired and only owned by a very select few people. I mean, there's probably only 100,000 people in the damn world who do what we do. Astrophotography, videography, telescoping. I mean, dude, telescoping is not a big hobby. It is probably one of the smallest ones out there, like, you know, wearing your mom's nylons, right? A lot of guys do that, no? Me? Hello? Well, we'll talk about that some other time. Here's to hobbies. Yeah. Guys, I love you. Have a great night. Don't forget to check out the website, thewoke.com. That's for the woke, baby. .com. While you're there, check out the blog. Stay up to date with everything Boogie Bex, Keenan Akian, Chef, and that hot tamale, Imogen Harris. Oh, I wasn't sure if I should say her name. I'm going to make her come back. I fucking love that girl. Imogen Harris, if you are listening right now, God damn it, woman, come back and hang out with us, dude. I never get enough of that woman. I think I owe her some phone calls, actually. I owe a lot of people some fucking phone calls. I hate the fucking phone. You phone. Guys, also, check out the podcast library. You might as well, because you're already listening to it. What the fucking difference? I mean, honestly, dude, I wish you guys could see what I'm looking at right now. My wife is falling asleep standing up. She is making the funniest face right now. She's trying to keep her mouth closed, but she's asleep and she's standing up. Back. Sit down. You are making the funniest face right now. Dude, it's real life over here, guys. She worked 5 nights in a row. That is 12-hour days, actually 14-hour days. She really screwed up. She put her schedule. She did 2 days, right? And then she got off one day, and then she did 3 days in a row. This girl is fucking dogged. But she is a party girl. I can never get her to go to sleep. I'm like, dude, just lay it down. I'll take care of everything. Oh, okay. And then I come back 2 hours later. She's standing up. Her legs are extended. Let's put it like that. She's standing up beside the bed, but her face is on the pillow. Okay. But she herself is standing up beside the bed. I'm like, okay, so that's, are you trying to seduce me? I mean, it's ass, face down, ass up. But no, she was asleep. I was just like, dude, I have been finding her all day, falling asleep, standing up in different parts of the house. Ow, shit, I just punched something. Anyway, enough of this. Guys, check out the other website. That is the podcast blog. You can find that at .connectapodcast.com. But the dot, the connector, and the podcast are separated by dashes. So that's .connectapodcast.com. .connectapodcast.com. Now, let me lay this out for you. The ForTheWoke.com website is the audio-only version of the podcast. Of course, it does have videos on there, but it's not as organized as you'll find .connectorpodcast.com to be. You'll love that website. That is the video version, right? And I also want you guys to know that I have been uploading to many, and I mean many, different platforms, okay? I upload to over 65 platforms. And I want you to know that I really love one of the platforms called Anchor.fm. Anchor.fm is the video version of Spotify. Well, you will be happy to know that Spotify has gone video, and so has Anchor.fm. So I now have 2 more video libraries out there. So I love you, baby. Guys, that's that. So make sure you go into the
show notes and check out all of the links. All right, check them all out. Man, we're on CastBox. We are on iHeartRadio. We're on Amazon Music. We're on iTunes, Apple, Google Podcast. Dude, I can't even name them all, okay? But I will tell you what can name them. My internet bill, because I fucking upload. Dude, they love me. They probably want to shut us down. They probably want to charge us 5 times the amount of any other house in this fucking block. Guys, thank you for tuning in to Dot Connector Podcast. I'm your boy, Boogie, and this has been a show. The show of all shows. No, it's not a show. It was really just a check-in. Look, guys, Friday the 13th, that is a Friday. That's why I called it Friday the 13th, you dummy. That is episode 1, season 4. Guys, we'll see you soon. Love you. Bye-bye. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh, oh.